Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And if you are going out on this Friday night or sometime this weekend, I think it would be a good idea if you wore a mask and social distanced. Obviously, there are times if you're eating when you can take the mask off, but just in general, wearing a mask, I think, does help protect us all and is going to ultimately help slow the spread, which continues to go up. Here is our WWL opinion poll. If you go into a business and catch COVID-19, is that the fault of the business? 90% say no. 10% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. We'll give you an update on that in just a few minutes. If you're just tuning in, Free for All Friday, it is a very, very hot day. On Fridays, you know, we try to lighten things up a little bit, but it's kind of hard to do that on some Fridays. And this is one of those Fridays when it's kind of difficult to do that. I don't want to belabor this, but it's in the news. Three statues were either taken down or defaced last night or early this morning. John McDonough across from Gallier Hall at Lafayette Square. Charles Drew on Canal Street, I believe. The first Confederate field officer who was killed in action. And Sophie B. Wright, who has connections to slavery. She was a teacher, and she has connections to slavery. So, you know, the question is, where does it end? And the answer is, I have no idea. But just wanted to cover that and hopefully don't have to really get into that. I'd like to know if you know where the term cancel culture came from. Is it? I saw this in a couple of text messages earlier. And sometimes people, I know that people pick up terms and phrases and words and ideas from their leaders in media that reflect their views. And then they just parrot them to everybody else. I wondered if cancel culture was something that is kind of spreading around there now. President Trump is apparently going to wear a mask when he goes to Walter Reed Hospital this weekend. He says, I expect to wear a mask. Now, will they show pictures of the president wearing a mask? I don't know. I mean, they could hide him and not show pictures of the president. I mean, I'm assuming that if they really wanted to keep the president private, they could. And then he could just come out and say he was wearing a mask. And I'm sure everybody would believe him if he says he was wearing a mask. And I'm sure he was wearing a mask, right? So he says that he expects to wear a mask. And he said it's okay. You should wear a mask if it makes you feel comfortable. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe at this point with some people around him who have tested positive for COVID-19, maybe President Trump feels like, hey, you know, this is a time to wear a mask. I don't know. If he does do it, I think it's a positive message to send to America as a country, because a lot of people have verbalized the idea that they're not wearing a mask because, well, the president doesn't wear a mask. And even if people don't actually say that, it certainly has been tied, not wearing a mask has certainly been tied to politics. And you know, let's be honest. There are a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives wearing masks. And once in a while, I get a hint that people are trying to make this a racial thing, wearing masks, as if black Americans are not wearing masks as much as white Americans. I live downtown. I don't know where you live. I don't know who you see on a regular basis. But I can tell you that that's not true. I see at least an equal proportion, at least an equal proportion of blacks and whites and Hispanics and Asians all wearing masks. So, you know, don't try to turn that into a race issue. And it's, that's just an example of how, you know, people are just looking for reasons to be critical. Oh, yeah, well, they're not wearing masks. Well, you know, now in the beginning, there were black leaders that were even sending the message, not Mayor Cantrell, but it was spread through the black community that this was a white disease and that blacks couldn't get it. Well, that changed dramatically. So it was different in the beginning, but it's changed now. And the people that I encounter walking down the street on a daily basis, it's very, very evenly split. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, it is Free for All Friday. Our number is 504-260-1870. That is also our text line, 504-260-1870. So here's President Trump talking about the invisible enemy.
First of all, we're going to defeat the invisible enemy, and that we're well on our way. And as again, I told you, the mortality rate is tenfold down. We're going to rebuild the economy.
I don't think that's true anymore about the death rate, because I was reading an article before the show today indicating that the death rate has gone up. And we've got 25 new deaths in Louisiana. So I don't think that that is the case any longer. Also, the president has a reason that he's using to explain why the COVID cases are increasing.
We do testing like nobody's ever done testing. And when we test, the more you test, the more cases you find.
Well, I mean, I guess in theory that's true, but it's the percentage of those being tested that is up significantly, which is a mathematical indication that the disease is spreading. There were areas where 3% of those who were tested positive. And now in some places it's close to 20%. So that defies this logic that more testing means more cases. It's the percentage of the positive cases that is alarming. From Uptown New Orleans, Peter, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Yes, I was going to share.
Are you with us, Peter?
Yes, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
You were kind of breaking up there. So you wanted to share something with us?
Okay. They're two racial experiences, not horrible or violent or anything. And I grew up late 40s, early 50s. So I grew up in Treme area. We had a big house with a big yard. You didn't have to play in the street. And while I was with my friends, we used to all play in the yard and baseball and whatnot. And one time this black kid, you know, wandered over, and he was nice. And we were all playing together. And he came a couple of three times, and then he didn't come anymore. And I talked to my mother, and she said, well, she liked him too, but she was concerned about the neighbors. This is how things were, you know, back then. It was kind of weird, you know.
Yeah, look, yeah. It's strange what people tell their kids. I mean, even today.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she liked, but it, you know, like in those days, who knows, the neighbors would have. But the other one is, I went to a Catholic school, Mount Carmel Nuns, and back in the day, they had those signs on the buses and the streetcars and wooden signs that you put on top of the seats and you move them around, because sometimes you'd have more blacks in the bus or the streetcar, more whites, and you move it back and forth. And we, I don't know how we came up in class, we discussing it, and she said the only way I would ever touch that thing would be to throw it out of the window. So I'll tell you what, I consider her like my hero.
Wow. Interesting stories, Peter.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
Sure.
Here is a text that says, how does Trump explain more people in the hospitals again? How does more testing mean more people in our hospitals? Well, that's true. And more people are on ventilators. More people are in the hospital here in Louisiana and really around the country. And then in Florida, Arizona, California, South Carolina, and Georgia, the numbers are skyrocketing. And it's not because of a second wave. It's because of communal spread. It's been traced back to people just getting together. And as you know, Mayor Cantrell has put a new rule in effect for New Orleans that starts at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Nobody is allowed to be at the bar. No bar sitting, no bar hanging out, no bellying up to the bar, or even standing at the bar, for that matter. So bars can still be open, but they can only offer table seating. And that's also the case when there's a restaurant that has a bar. Nobody's going to be allowed at the bar. Let's hope this helps. I don't know how much this is going to help, but I hope it does. I do believe that social distancing and masks are helping to slow or stop the spread. And when people just totally get together, and I'm totally ready for everybody to get together, but when people just totally get together and don't social distance or wear a mask, the consequences of that are obvious. The cases go up. And we've seen that happening, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next week from all of the people who got together for the 4th of July. All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 504-260-1870. That is also our text line, 504-260-1870. Yes, I did have fun last night. It was 80s night, a little break from the pandemic and race relations and everything. And since this has been such a summer to deal with, I mean, the heat, the pandemic, the racial tension in this country, it's been a cruel summer so far. And this was one of the songs that I decided to dance to last night. And the second song that I danced to was also relating to what so many people are going through during the pandemic. That is on Instagram TV, Scoot on the Air. It's on the IG TV spot. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. This is WWL. All right, so if you go into a bar or any business and you catch COVID-19, is it the fault of the business? That is our WWL opinion poll. 87% say no, it's not the business's fault. 13% say yes, it is. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. We'll have another update on the WWL opinion poll coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go to New Orleans. And Sheila, welcome to our show this afternoon. Hello, Sheila. All right, let's go to Patrick on the North Shore. Patrick, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I know it's your show, not mine, but I don't think I can get this in before the half-hour break. Do you mind coming back?
No, we take a break at like 35, 40, so go ahead.
Okay,
you got time.
Cool.
We don't take a break at the bottom anymore.
Great. Yeah. Okay, hey, that's great. Okay. As I always say, we may not always agree, but we always get along. I wanted to bring up something that I kind of noticed within the past 10 years, how the political divide of the country has now broken down and trickled its way into romance. And I want to give you an example, two examples. About 10 years ago, when Barack Obama was in office, I met a woman, and her and I we hit it off. We have complete and utter different political views. She was way to the – I mean, as far left as you can get. I'm a registered Republican with very libertarian views, and it didn't get in the way of us at all. We traded jabs and, I think it should be like this. I think it should be like this. We didn't fight about it. We just shared our discussions, and we truly loved each other. I mean, it was a great relationship. Fast forward to today. About a month ago, I met a lovely girl. Now everything's online, unfortunately, meet people. And on her profile, it said absolutely no Republicans, absolutely no Trumpsters. But she was gorgeous. And I said, let's just give it a shot. Went to Galatoire's, by the way. Highly recommended. It was a knockout on the first date. Had a great first date. Had a great second date. Second date, we went and walked around an empty Jackson Square, sat and watched the barges go by in the in the river. And, man, it was great. Great conversation, great spark, great romance. And I knew the political conversation was going to come up, and I tried to avoid it. And as soon as it came up, I said, look, I don't care about your politics. I like you for you. But since she pressed on, I said, I have libertarian views. And she said, we're going to have to end this right now. I said, why? I said, I don't care about your views. I respect everybody's views. She says, I'm sorry, I can't date anybody but a liberal. I said, well, don't you think I'm good looking? She says, I think you're one of the best looking guys I've seen and one of the most polite, but I can only date liberals. And that just blows my mind.
I see that that has changed. I see that it's different today. I mean, I haven't personally experienced that. I mean, I've had shades of that where I've disagreed with people. But I mean, this is a really interesting point, Patrick. And it's very, very, I think it's very real. So, you know, 10 years ago, it was different than today. And it's a shame. It's a shame. And I guess this is what I mean when I talk a lot about how, you know, we don't even see each other as Americans first. You don't even see each other as, like, attractive people, likable personalities. See each other. She doesn't see you as an equal. She sees you as a conservative.
And I just want to make this point. I'm not just saying it's the left doing that to the right. I've heard from the same opposite side. Girls saying, and guys saying, oh, no, I'm only dating a Republican. And it blows my mind. We had such great chemistry, and we even mentioned it. It's like, man, I've never hit it off with a person like this before. But as soon as politics came up, and I stressed it before I even told her what my political views were, I said, I don't care about your political views. It's not that I don't care. I said, it doesn't bug me. I said, whatever your political views are, I'll respect them. But since you consistently ask, I'm a registered Republican with libertarian views. And it was almost like I put on a Freddy Krueger mask. She looked at me like I was an alien.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you didn't tell her before you went on the date. You didn't bring up politics, but you knew what her message was, that she wasn't going to she wanted to date only, well, she didn't want to date anybody who was a Republican or a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
and then when she found out it was over.
No Trumpsters.
Yeah.
You know. But there was such chemistry. There was such fire there. There was such great conversation. You know, there was just, it was an instant connection.
See,
we both even talked about how, wow, I've never had an instant connection with someone like this before. And I try to avoid the politics talk. I usually try to save that for the fifth date anyway with anyone I'm dating. I'm serious because of today's political divide. And it's just, it blows my mind.
Well, maybe this explains something about politics today. It is so personal that who you align yourself with becomes part of who you are. And so suddenly, Donald Trump, President Trump, became part of who you are as opposed to that being your political opinion.
And then versus 10 years ago, when I had this four-year relationship with a lovely woman who's now in New Orleans. We actually met in the Virgin Islands. We lived there for a little bit when I was traveling. Then we lived in Alaska for a little bit. I mean, she was as left as you can get. And I used to always, we'd fight over the news. She put on CNN, I put on Fox. And we trade jabs. She was the exact opposite of my political views. And, you know, when it came to politics, we wouldn't fight. I would just try and disprove her, and she would try and disprove me. But we truly loved each other, and it never got in the way. She would just look at me sometimes and say, you're just stupid. And I would just laugh, you know, and we'd laugh about it. But it never got in the way of the relationship. And we were complete and utter political opposites. And, you know, we came to a point to realize that we were better off just friends. But, you know, politics never stood in the way. And I just – the change from just a decade – and I told her how much I disliked President Obama. I said, he is still my president because I'm an American. You know, he's my president. Mm-hmm. I very much dislike him. And she's like, well, I love him. You know, and now she's a big Bernie fan. She's on the Bernie band. But we never let it get in the way. We truly loved each other. And, oh, man, it just blows my mind that today I'm 36, you know, it just blows my mind. I can understand maybe in teens or the early 20s when you're real hard-headed, but this was a well-educated girl with a master's degree, and she just couldn't. If you weren't exactly like she was politically aligned, I mean, it's just like it was like a light switch, and she's like, I'm sorry, we can't see each other anymore.
That's really interesting. But you know what? I'm not surprised. And I think this speaks to how personal people are about their politics now, whether it's, a couple dating or even just friends. I mean, it's become so personal. You're either for Trump or you're against him. And that line is just so divided. You're either conservative or you're liberal, and in your case, you're libertarian, which I totally respect. There's a lot of me that is very, very libertarian. And in fact, if you're a libertarian, you share a lot with conservative ideology. What I find interesting is the conservatives that don't respect their own ideology when it comes to libertarian views, like the government should not be involved in your life when it comes to certain things like who you marry, for example, or who you have sex with and things like that. That defies 100%. Conservative ideology for me. So, Patrick, you're a good looking guy. You've obviously got money and you're having a hard time meeting women.
No, I mean, I have a great time meeting women. It's just I don't know. Opposites attract. Yeah. And you know, I've dated my fair share. I was previously married to a very conservative girl from North Louisiana, very conservative values. And that was a great relationship. We ended up being better off as friends, but I don't know, opposites attract. And I just, when it comes to me, you could tell me that, you want the four-headed spaghetti monster to be president. You know, you can make up whatever political party you want, and I'm okay with that. And I just don't understand why other people can't put that aside and see, hey, let's still be friends, or hey, this is a great relationship. I mean, sparks were flying like the 4th of July, and then it just light switch as soon as she heard I wasn't a liberal. And it just blows my mind.
At that point, I mean, had you picked her up so you were going to drive her home?
No, at that point, we were already at her house, we were having a great discussion, watching a little Netflix and chill. It was going great, and as soon as that happened, it was just off, and it blew my mind, and I told her, I said, look, it's okay. I respect your views. I respect that you completely and utterly dislike the Republican Party. I know that you hate Trump. That's okay with me. And she's like, well, If you're not 100% on board with my beliefs or my political views, then it just can't happen. And I tried to ask why, and she said, well, that's just the way it is. And I fail to mentally grasp that. So that I just wanted to share that with you, Scoot.
Patrick, I'm really glad you did, and good luck in your future relationships. And I appreciate you sharing that with us. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about whether or not you can get along with somebody. We've brought this up before, but could you get along with somebody that has opposite views, whether it's a partner of some kind or whether it's your friend? Or what about your family? Have you become alienated from family because they don't believe what you believe? And the country is so divided. And I think Patrick's story really speaks to the idea that it becomes personal. You know, you take on the identity. If you're a Trump supporter, you represent President Trump every day, every moment of your life to another person who doesn't. And if you don't accept President Trump, that's what you represent to somebody who does accept President Trump. It's really gotten personal. But I'd love to talk to you if you have had any encounters with people that had opposite views than you, and could you get along with them? Did you ever get with somebody and then decide that maybe they were right and you were wrong? Or did they decide maybe you were right and they were wrong? All right, we can talk about this. Our number is 504-260-1870. And our text number is 504-260-1870. If you go to a business and catch COVID-19, is it the business's fault? That's our WWL opinion poll. We'll have the results and an update coming up when we come back on WWL. Yeah, for those of you who think you might be headed to hell, you can go outside today and get a feeling of what it's going to be like when you get to hell. I don't know. Maybe this hot weather would encourage you to maybe lead a better life. Here's an update on our WWL opinion poll. If you go into a business and catch COVID-19, is that the fault of the business? 86% say no. 14% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says the cases of COVID-19 are up because of the protests 3 weeks ago. I'm sure the protests contributed to that. But when you think about the number of people in New Orleans, in Jefferson Parish, St. Tammany, and around the state that have gone out and started being in common situations, communal situations, when you compare that to the number of people that protested, there's no comparison. And so the protesting may have contributed, and I was talking about that when it happened. There are people who say, how come nobody says anything about the protesting? Well, I've mentioned the protesting. But but there are people who want to blame it on that. And that's not even logical. It doesn't mean that it didn't contribute. But when you think about the number of people that have now been in communal situations since we moved into phase two, it's not even plausible that the spikes here and around the country are the result of protesting. And there were some states that have numbers skyrocketing, and there wasn't that much protesting. So that is a ridiculous argument that may be one of those conservative media sound bites that's being spread around, and people pick up on it, and they don't really think about it, and they just regurgitate the information. From New Orleans, Sheila, you're on WWL.
I heard your comment, and you say some people call in and say that they blacks can't get it, but majority of black people are dying. I want to let the people know in the community it's time to get serious. I've lost two friends of COVID-19, and they didn't last a week. One died in the hospital.
I'm sorry for your loss, Sheila. Yeah, I was talking about what it was like in the beginning, because I see a major change, and I live downtown, and I see as many blacks wearing masks as whites. And so I don't think it's a racial issue at all. Some people still want to make it a racial issue, thinking that blacks aren't doing it. But it is very serious. And it's sad that in the very beginning, there was just this this idea that this was a white disease. And it's not. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there's a disproportionate number of blacks that have underlying conditions, which makes that even worse. So I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes, I like your show, and I listen to it every day. And I realize when you say underlying condition, I work out every day. I'm not big or anything, but I don't want COVID-19 because I've lost two friends of it.
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, it's very, very real. And I think a lot of people, Sheila, who don't take social distancing or the masks seriously, maybe they haven't lost anybody. And so they think it's not as real as it really is.
I wear my mask every day when I'm going out, every day.
I think that's the right thing to do. So I appreciate that, Sheila. Thanks for listening. Glad you called the show. Okay, from Bridge City, Sherry, you're on WWL. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, Scoot.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Listen, I'm Patrick. He was so cute. He was so honest. But can I give a little old lady dating advice?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, Patrick, the chick knew you were a Republican right from the beginning. Okay. So just get that out of your head. Then when
How
he
did
was
she
so
know?
Honest about his, she knows.
Was it the tie that he was wearing, maybe, or the shirt or the blazer?
Belt.
The belt. So tell me what kind of belt conservatives wear.
Let's see. I'm picturing it. I don't know, but I just know that she knew.
You know it when you see it. A lot of people don't know this. I mean, women know it, but a lot of guys don't know this. That women have a tendency to judge men by their watches, their belts, and their shoes.
We're so evil. But what I wanted to say is, I think the date was saving him because even though he said it's okay if we disagree, number one girl she agreed and it didn't work out, the southern one. The number two Caribbean girl, it didn't work out because their politics, I mean, they're still friends, he said. But I'm thinking, she's sort of saving him like, you are so darling, but there's no way, you know, I can do it. I mean, and then when he said it's okay if we disagree, we can just be, you know, in love. And I thought, well, then we sort of have this creepy superficial relationship. You know what I mean?
You know, but it is interesting how personal politics has become. And I do understand this phenomenon that today it's more difficult for people to separate politics from the person that they are, whether it's a couple or friends or even family members.
Could you face it? You're a libertarian. I am a libertarian. I could date you.
Well, it would depend on how. Well, that's because you don't know me. If you knew me, you wouldn't want to date me. Sherry, it's because it would depend on how vocal they are. If somebody had opposite views from me and they were obnoxiously vocal about that all the time, I'd have a difficult time with that personality type. If we could intellectually discuss things and we really got along, I could deal with that.
Oh, you're such an optimist. Love you.
Yeah, love you too, Sherry. Appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, I am 26 years old, and in my entire life, the only racism I've ever seen is in the media. I've never personally known anybody of any race not get what they want based off their race. I've actually never encountered anyone that's older or younger than me that's been racially profiled. And I hung out with all groups in high school, and now being a hardworking adult, I work with people of all demographics. Like I said, the only racism I've ever witnessed has been in the media. If you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, our number, phone number, and our text number are the same. 504-260-1870. And look, I'm going to remind you, if you're going out, wear a mask, social distance. I think it's important. A lot of people still feel like being told to wear a mask is robbing them of their constitutional rights. I'm Scoot. Here's another update on our WWL opinion poll. If you go to a bar or a business and you catch COVID-19, is that the fault of the business? 87% say no, 13% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. So could you or have you dated somebody or been married to somebody whose political views were totally different from yours? Would politics be a deal breaker? And, you know, since it's Friday afternoon, let's talk about other things that are just deal breakers. Because I got a text a moment ago from someone who said they could never date a Falcons fan. I mean, if you're a Saints fan, I mean, could you date a Falcons fan? I mean, that would be a challenge. I mean, they'd be wearing those jerseys and they'd be cheering for the Falcons. That might be a deal breaker. So let's talk about deal breakers. What is a deal breaker for you when it comes to dating or being married? Our number is 504-260-1870. That is also our text line, 504-260-1870. It's free for all Friday. I'm Scoot, and we're coming back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.